time now for Conversations with the Mayors. Conversations with the Mayors presented by the Chamber. 1,000 members, four promises, and one purpose for a greater Chapel Hill Carrboro. Get more at carolinachamber.org. Talking Hillsborough today, and we are joined on the phone by Hillsborough Mayor Tom Stevens. Mayor, thanks for being with us today.
I'm glad to have these conversations here, and hope you're having a good day.
Absolutely. Well, with this weather, it's kind of hard not to, right?
Indeed.
So last night, town board held a work session with a lot of different items on the agenda. And before the meeting, we ran a preview story that was focusing on one particular item, which was discussing how to fill the expected vacancy on the board when Jen Weaver gets elected mayor. That was one of several items up for discussion last night. So how'd it go?
Well, we were a little bit later in the night than we typically do. You know, we have two meetings a month, and the first meeting on the second Monday is the what we call a regular meeting. It's usually when we do lots of approvals and take care of a whole lot of business. The second meeting is our work session. That's on the fourth Monday, generally, and that's generally for some more in-depth conversations, and we certainly had more of those conversations last night. Indeed, one of the things that we talked about was the process for filling the vacant seat that will happen on the board when the mayor apparent, Jen Weaver, is sworn in. That will create a vacancy because she is currently a commissioner. And I think what the board decided last night in concept is that we were probably going to do an application process, much like we did when we filled Brian Lillen's seat a couple of years ago. It's currently occupied by Matt Hughes. We hope to get that launched out in October. We'll probably have more details about that at our October meeting, which is October 14th, I believe. Other items on the discussion last night, we got a nice stormwater update about our program for stormwater, which has been in effect in some fashion for close to 15 years as a formal utility in the last two or three years. So that just to hear about the progress that we're making there was, you feel like we're in pretty good shape compared to a lot of other communities. We had some discussions about our special event process, both in terms of the kind of everyday special events that happen, like parades and concerts, as well as what do we do when we have the Confederate flag wavers or the protest or the parade that we had, sort of the First Amendment items that have come up and have been sometimes troublesome. We also talked about and approved the purchase from our tourism board for a temporary stage or mobile stage that different organizations could use around town. And a lot of the evening was spent in discussion with some various neighborhoods in the West Hillsborough area who were looking at various tools about how they can essentially address issues of gentrification and affordability in their neighborhood, and are there changes that we can make into our either land use plan or perhaps an overlay district, or a lot of different items for discussion. Of course, all of those are very complicated. All of those could actually make the situation worse, and so it is quite a discussion, but I felt like it was very productive last night. A good night, Aaron. Our town board at work.
Absolutely. So on that issue of redevelopment in West Hillsborough, what specifically were the residents concerned about? You mentioned gentrification. Are there certain developments there that they're thinking about specifically?
Sure. Well, this has been some ongoing discussions that our planning staff has had with the neighbors for a number of years. Mm-hmm. Probably in Chapel Hill, think of it like the North Side neighborhood, mm-hmm. the similar fashion. You've got, or in Carrboro, some of the mill houses. You've got essentially very modest areas, but are suddenly very highly desirable and are getting to be very expensive. One particular proposal was to take an area west of West Hill Avenue, which are generally larger lots, and put into our long range land use plan, essentially make it a little bit harder to break those lots into smaller lots. Mm-hmm. That was something that neighborhoods are asking. There's a lot of pros and cons to doing that. What we did suggested last night is that the neighbors want to bring that as an official request and go through the process just like anybody would for a change in rezoning or change in the land use plan. And so I think everyone agreed we'd probably take a look at that and be something that would come before the joint planning and town board meeting at their joint meeting public hearing in January. Mm-hmm.
Speaking with Hillsboro Mayor Tom Stevens, hillsboronc.gov is the town's website. Go there for more information on last night's board meeting, upcoming meetings, general government news, and a whole lot more. You can also head to visit hillsboronc.com for events and happenings around town. And I know we got a couple that are coming up over the next few days. We were just talking about the plein air art exhibition and the connection between that and last Friday's art walk, which is also coming up in Hillsboro in just a couple of days, right?
Well, this is a big week for art, absolutely, Aaron. And this is a very special day, being an artist. I will be participating in the plein air event, and certainly I'm a gallery owner as well as mayor, and so I will have my gallery as part of the 11 or 12 different venues that will be open for the last Friday art walk. Of course, there's a concert downtown and all kinds of festivities. And I think you've been talking already a little bit about the plein air event. What a wonderful thing for Orange County, the Orange County Arts Commission, the Hillsboro Arts Council, some other folks like C3 are very involved. And this brings artists from a number of different states who spend a couple days in Orange County and paint our portrait. It was mentioned in the Daily Tar Heel the other day. I will be out on Riverwalk painting some paintings. These paintings, of course, plein air means that you're outdoors and painting, you know, from life, the scene that's right in front of you. Those paintings will start Wednesday morning. We have to turn them in for those that we want to display by Friday afternoon, and that will be part of the last Friday art walk. The plein air paint sale that's going to be at C3. And some of generally there's a split between the proceeds of those painting sales going to the artist and then going to the Arts Council and the Arts Commission. So what a wonderful event. It's also a contest. So it's, I believe the juror is been working at the North Carolina Museum and other places. And so it's also a good way for artists to get some recognition and kind of compare their work to each other and learn from each other. So it's a good camaraderie. It's a good art event, and certainly it's a fun thing for Orange County.
And speaking of plein air painting, I know you're an artist. I've seen a lot of your work, and I know you love painting outside, and particularly painting in Hillsboro. I know you said you're going to be on Riverwalk. Do you have a particular favorite spot that you go to more than any others to paint?
I've got several spots that I do, Aaron. Thank you for asking. There's usually a little bit just east of River Park. There's a couple different places that I find myself drawn to, and I sort of painted a scene kind of over and over again, as I'm sure all the great artists do. Think of Monet painting.
Monet, yeah, for sure.
Quarterbillies. So yes, I think there's a field that overlooks Burnside Drive. I really like that. If you're walking east towards the Speedway from River Park, there's also one spot as you're approaching the field that if you hit it at the right hour, it's like this little gateway where this tree has all the leaves backlit, almost like it's stained glass. I really like that. And certainly there are other places in Orange County, Meadowlands Pond, which is, of course, from the Sportsplex, and some of the Okunichi Village, and then just some of the parts of the trail that I really like, and some of the scenes from the bridge. But I've been scoping this out. As we started this conversation earlier, this is just beautiful weather. It's a little bit warm, but it's just wonderful. The season's right. The light is right. And so I've already kind of picked out any number of different spots there along Riverwalk where I think I'm going to hang out and follow the light and try to work on. The nice thing about the plein air paintings for an artist is a good way to kind of hone your skills, because you have to work very, very quickly and very loosely. And I'm typically a studio painter, so for me, being able to practice and sort of do things quick is a way to really hone your skills.
Again, the event is tomorrow, Thursday, Friday. A lot of the art's going to be on display at C3 as part of last Friday's Art Walk this Friday evening, downtown Hillsboro from 6 to 9. Visit hillsboronc.com for more information on events and happenings. hillsboronc.gov for more information on town government. Mayor Tom Stevens, thank you so much.
Thank you, Aaron. Talk to you next week.